Thanks for joining us today. I'm talking to Blair Hannon from ComSec Advisory. Blair, a lot going on at the moment, but why don't we focus on the corporate side of things? And Metcash today has released their full year results, and it has really surprised quite a number of people, at least judging by the share price.
Yeah, look, it's probably a better than expected result. I think people weren't really so enthused about this business, especially in the face of what is a highly, highly competitive market. Coles, Woolworths, and Aldi's put a lot of pressure on those two major businesses.
A lot of discussion about the arrival of Amazon.
Exactly right. So look, to actually get a pretty good result, both in the food and liquor department and in the hardware department, although we do know that Masters has exited that sector a little while ago, that's probably a bit of a tailwind for them. But look, in general, a pretty positive result for what is definitely the third player in the grocery business.
And it'd be a shorted stock as well, so there'd be people that are probably re-evaluating their position on a company like Metcash as well.
That certainly helps if the shorters are having to switch sides and go long. Look, another key part is that cash flow was really, really good for Metcash this half. So they really had the chance to bring back the dividend, which they cut a while ago. So you would hope that would mean that this whole dividend paying policy is back in place again, because you would expect them to not just have a one-off dividend. So that'll be really positive. Look, they did mention though that, the competition is still there. It's still relevant in this market. It's not going away. And as you mentioned with Amazon, it may potentially be getting worse in the next couple of years.
Okay, so another organisation that's running into some headwinds is Channel 10. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, some pretty serious headwinds, it seems. Look, it's like a drama-filled television show probably could have been on Channel 10, really. You've obviously got, some major shareholders that are throwing their weight around. The paper is sort of reporting today that they're talking to their creditors. So, it is up in the air. I think a big part about it is what the actual government does with the media regulations. That could be a key part in this whole saga. If they actually survive and we continue to see that free-to-air network still trading. So look, it's going to be a very interesting one. I think it's a bit early to tell exact direction, but you would hope that business survives.
And end of financial year is upon us. So we've got a couple of stocks that are going ex-dividend into that period as well, so it's worth keeping an eye on them.
Yeah, a lot of the ones that sort of trade on that trust structure, Transurban, Sydney Airport, a few of the REITs as well, are all going ex-dividend on the 29th. So something to keep an eye on if you are interested in picking up some yield before the end of the financial year. And look, it's actually been a pretty reasonable year. I think we're just shy of sort of 12% this financial year. So
it doesn't feel like a 12%.
No, it doesn't. I think you've got what is now, what was a rampant property market that's sort of come up a little bit. And I think the market has come off a little bit as well. But, in general, 12%, people will take that. That's not a bad result. I'm certainly happy with it.
Blair, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Tom.
And thanks for joining us. And we'll speak to you soon.